The power of social networking proved to be a force to reckon with after citizens in Albany's Arbor Hill neighborhood posted photographs of SWAT teams, fake blood stains, and shell casings on Facebook after an Albany Police Department training exercise. The Albany NAACP expressed concern because the incident occurred just a few months out from the Newtown shooting in the neighborhood of the Arbor Hill Elementary School. Lauren Manning of Albany's Ida Yarborough Homes is turning concern into action. She's making an appeal for public support on Change.org, the world's largest online petition platform. She tells WAMC she'll never forget the morning of March 21st.
My daughter, who's 4 years old, she was terrified when we woke up to the sound of bombs and flash grenades and the smell of tear gas, you know, being blown through our window. A lot of my neighbors as well, we were all very seriously terrorized. We thought it was real. Many of my neighbors, as well as my personal guests, were threatened with arrest for trespassing. My babysitter was confined to my home. They literally posted a police officer in front of my door. The entire training was just inappropriate for a four-year-old to witness or any other children in that community to witness.
Police say that they notified the residents about this.
My tenants association, Ida Yarborough Tenants Association president, who gets all notifications, who would be responsible for notifying tenants as well, will deny that, and you cannot find one tenant who will say that they were notified by the police, not one.
Albany Police spokesperson Steve Smith.
This issue should be brought to the attention of public housing.
Steve Long is the executive director of the Albany Housing Authority. He believes there is some good that comes from utilizing obsolete public housing for police training, but only under strict guidelines. And he's inclined to accept the police version when it comes to resident notifications last month at Ida Yarborough.
I know that there are people saying that they did not get notice, so certainly that's unacceptable. And that would be something I would say that this is something that could be done in partnership with the community and the neighborhood that would be affected.
Amanda Clower is a campaign director with Change.org. Clower says when Lauren Manning was looking to create an online solution, she found Albany is not the first case where police entered a public housing project and conducted a tactical training exercise.
In fact, this has happened several times last year in Louisville, Kentucky, in Hartford, Connecticut, in Champaign, Illinois, in Houston, in Philadelphia, in Miami. All of these are locations where police or military units have conducted tactical training exercises in communities where residents live. And that's why Lauren wants HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, to create a national policy that bans this practice, that tells local housing authorities like the one in Albany that they're no longer allowed to permit local police and military units to conduct tactical training exercises in public housing communities where families live.
By targeting HUD with her petition, Lauren Manning is hoping to attract the attention of New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand to push for national policy change to make simulated warfare in residential neighborhoods illegal. There's a link to Lauren Manning's petition on our website, WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.